607 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How was, I'm not going to ask you. I was going to say, how was your weekend? But y'all want your lament this morning? You want to know that your Monday's going better than Dalton's? His air conditioning's out, and it's August.
Yeah. Was yesterday maybe the hottest day all year?
Well, when your air conditioning's out, they're all the hottest days ever. So if you just think, oh, it's Monday, I got to go meet with the boss on the Jones account, and this is, and yeah, kids are making a mess. Dalton did all that without the air conditioning. Yeah,
and with an 18-month-old in the house. Fun stuff.
Man, all right. So, yeah, that gets you started. See, it's always easier to, if you want to feel better about your situation, just look somebody else who's, you know, and in the short term, the man without the air conditioning has got it tough. So you win. I feel better about my situation in life right now. Thank you, Dalton, for not having air conditioning.
Hey, no problem, but I do know that there are people that, believe it or not, even have it worse than me this morning.
So. I know, but they maybe have air conditioning. If I could have big life troubles, but at the same time have air conditioning.
It's pretty exactly important. Important, that air conditioning.
It's life support between now and October. All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get with Dr. Bill for a work week forecast, talking about how hot it's going to get. Also, look at the tropics, new named storms out there to talk about. We'll do that around 6:35. Right now, we'll get coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, Sean, nationally, we're nearing 5.4 million total cases of coronavirus and 162,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Nationally, the number of new daily cases are dropping. We're averaging around what we were averaging in the beginning of July as we were heading up that big peak. The number of hospitalized patients also as low as it's been since July 10th, and the percentage of people testing positive is as low as it's been in over a month. That number now down to around 6.7%, and there are more COVID tests being performed after a two-week lull. We have been averaging just over 1,000 deaths per day over the last week, and really over the last 2.5 weeks, that number has been fairly steady. Hopefully, we'll begin to see the number of daily deaths fall in line with the lower number of cases and hospitalizations across America. Here in Alabama, we have over 104,000 confirmed cases and 1,830 people have died due to COVID-19. Mobile County crossed 11,000 cases over the weekend and has had 227 deaths. Baldwin County sits at 3,877 cases with 29 that have died. Locally, new cases are down. We're averaging right around what we were seeing in early to mid-July. And the percentage of tests coming back positive also dropping. Hospitalizations are down. And in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we're testing more than ever. But we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day for a few weeks now. Just like the nation and the state of Alabama as a whole, I'm hoping we'll begin to see deaths drop rapidly and soon. Across the state of Alabama, the number of new cases is the lowest it's been since June 28th. And we hit a new high in testing with an average of nearly 12,000 tests per day. Current hospitalizations are the lowest they've been since mid-July. And daily deaths are the lowest they've been in a month. So some great news for coronavirus and the numbers around the state and the nation.
Of course, and Dalton, appreciate that update. You see the stories over the weekend. Now, this is why so many of us kind of throw up our hands or shrug our shoulders, because the stories out for a while were that children did not contract COVID as easily as adults.
Mm-hmm.
They did not pass it on as easily as adults. Remember the... And one of the things, looking at these stories, I wonder how they can come out with these proclamations when we don't have anything more than less than a year of research. You know, a lot of things we know medically are done over years and years, decades and decades to see patterns, but we don't have that in this. But they come up and they say, okay, this is the thing. Then here come last week and over the weekend, story after story, increasing cases of children with COVID. COVID can be passed on by children. What happened to the stuff you were telling us 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Did y'all make it up? Did you not... Like, did you study 3 children over a period of a week before you came to your conclusion?
And, you know, they pulled the kids out of school so quickly during that spring semester. It was March that I think most schools said, no, we're shutting it down early. We're going to do some virtual remote learning for the rest of this semester. Obviously, back then, we were all hoping the kids would be back and ready to go come August. And for some school districts, that's the case. For some, it's not. But you're right. Early on, it was... Everyone was saying, well, kids aren't catching it as easily as adults.
Right.
It still seems that it's not nearly as deadly in children as it is in the elderly.
That, and I think that still stays true.
Right. Yeah. But you know, during something like this, that we've never seen before, at least in most of our lifetimes, that's kind of, you know, necessary. Early on, you just don't have a whole lot of information. They try to do these testing groups, and think about, like, with hydroxychloroquine, when those first few tests were coming out, and you had other people bashing those tests, saying, well, those were very, very small samples.
Right.
Well, they had small samples to work with back then.
Yeah.
I think it's the same when you look at a lot of these other factors that weigh in on this virus and how it affects different people of different shapes and sizes and ages. There's just so much we're still learning
as
we go along.
I guess it's a reluctance by government, a reluctance by maybe some in the research, the R&D community, the medical community to say, I don't know. Which is, I would tell them it's an okay thing. This is, you know, my first pandemic too.
Yeah.
So if you want to say at some point, we don't know. We're looking into that. We're trying to get more samples and do studies. We have some very preliminary things here we're looking at for kids or adults or this group or that group. But we still have to, you have to have more than a small sample to be able to come up with something definitive, because then you're changing the story now every 3 weeks, and people like me are just putting their hands up and saying, what gives?
Yeah, and I think we need to put a disclaimer out there on the radio right now, because remember at the very beginning when we shut everything down, it was about flattening the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we started reopening the economy, the news headlines and people were acting like they were absolutely shocked that we started to see a lot of new cases and new hospitalizations. Well, we were expecting that the entire time whenever the economy got back open. Same thing here with students going back to school and students going back to college campuses. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures coming out of Tuscaloosa from over the weekend, and Athletic Director Greg Byrne tweeted something yesterday, picture of a lot of students there in Tuscaloosa returning to Alabama, and they're not wearing masks. There's a lot of them huddled close together, a big long line, and I think no one should be shocked when we do see a rise in cases coming up over the next couple of weeks. And that doesn't mean we need to shut everything down. It just means that's what this virus is going to do when
so
you
don't
have
act
a lot
shocked.
Of people together.
Yeah, yeah. Don't act shocked. I think it was back at, wasn't it, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, who I celebrated so many times about a month and a half ago, who said, we need to open back up businesses, we need to open the economy, but we're going to see a rise in cases.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, a balanced approach to something. He came out and said, there's going to be a rise in cases. More people are going to contract COVID. This is the nature of getting people together, but we need to reopen the economy.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, I was like, yeah, him, more of that, please. All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5. Another big story this morning, I guess, is the Democrats believing the actions of the Postmaster General are nefarious. He's trying to make mail-in voting untenable in many states. We'll get into that and the claims of the Democrats coming up in just a little bit. Also in sports.
How cool is this? ESPN is coming to town to air one of our local high school football games. And it's coming up next week. I'll let you know who's playing in that ESPN high school special. Also tonight, the SEC is going to release the exact schedule for the games they have coming up this fall, dates and teams, everything. And the first week of that schedule will be released on the Paul Feinbaum Show coming up later today. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
All right. And in related story there, it seems like Arkansas on their schedule has to play the Patriots first game. Is that what?
Yeah.
Just check.
Patriots with Tom Brady. They're going
to bring
him
back
just
to play the game. All right. 616 News is next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Bay Minette man was arrested after a domestic violence situation. Tashawn Mallory became aggressive when police arrived at his home. He refused to come out of the house until news cameras arrived to witness the standoff. He told reporters on the phone during the standoff he'd had run-ins with police before. The situation ended peacefully. Mallory is charged with domestic violence and terroristic threats. A late-night shooting in Mobile left one man in critical condition. That shooting happened on Clubhouse Road Saturday night. Mobile Fire Rescue say the victim was taken to the hospital. The neighbor on scene who made the 911 call says the victim was searching for help on the street. When he found him, the 26-year-old man is in critical condition. Another big event along the Gulf Coast has been canceled due to COVID-19. The announcement was made yesterday that the Baldwin County Fair is postponed until further notice. It was set for mid-September and would have been the 70th edition of the Gulf Coast tradition. The fair manager says the group just wants to ensure safety for families. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts, if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 618 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The worldwide leader in sports is coming down to South Alabama. On Friday, it was announced that the Week 2 high school football game between St. Paul's and Spanish Fort...
Go Saints!
...will air on one of ESPN's affiliate channels. Oh, did y'all hear something there? I don't know. The Toros set to host the Saints on Friday, August 28th. And yes, it'll air on one of ESPN's channels. Now, the exact ESPN channel and kickoff time have yet to be announced, but that's big news for our area. Last season, St. Paul's beat Spanish Fort 35-30. A number of games kick off the 2020 Alabama high school season this Thursday, including Spanish Fort at Fairhope and Williamson at LaFleur. Most of the other schools in the county and area will play on Friday night. In college football, SEC teams are finally taking the field today for the official start of 2020 preseason camp. The 10-game conference-only season is set to begin Saturday, September 26th. While the conference announced the finalized list of opponents for each team last week, the dates for each team's games is set to be announced later today. Coming up at 2 p.m. on the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5, week one of the schedule will be released. And then tonight at 6, the SEC Network will announce the remainder of each team's schedule. Conference championship game scheduled to be played December 19th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. That's 2 weeks later than the original scheduled date of December 5th. The schedule will include one mid-season open date for each team and an open date on the schedule on December 12th for all the teams. While the Big Ten, Pac-12, Mountain West, and Mid-American conferences have each announced they'll postpone their 2020 football seasons, the rest of the Power 5 and Group of 5 conferences are still set to put foot to football at the end of this month and next month. Over the weekend, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields started a petition requesting the Big Ten immediately reinstate the 2020 season. As of late last night, that petition had more than 200,000 signatures. Fields tweeted Sunday that, quote, "This cause is close to my heart," and he urged people to sign the petition. According to ESPN, the campaign said it's asking the Big Ten to allow its players and teams to make their own choices as to whether they wish to play or opt out of the fall season. The Big Ten has said they are aware of the petition, but has no comment at this time. In NFL news, teams will begin padded practices this week as they prepare for their 2020 season. The defending champion Kansas City Chiefs are set to open the season at home against the Houston Texans on Thursday, September 10th. But there was some unbelievable news out of Washington on Saturday. Washington quarterback Alex Smith was activated off the physically unable to perform list and cleared for football activity less than 2 years after breaking his right tibia and fibula. Because of an infection, the 36-year-old quarterback required 17 surgeries. At one point, doctors were not only worried about the possibility of his leg being amputated, but also feared for his life. Washington head coach Ron Rivera has said several times that if Smith were to be activated, he'd be included in the quarterback competition. In 13 years, Smith has started 161 games. He's thrown 193 touchdowns. He was the number one pick back in the 2005 NFL draft and has spent 7 seasons with San Francisco before he was traded to Kansas City and then signed a new contract with Washington. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won the Cup Series road course race at Daytona International Speedway yesterday. It's Elliott's third consecutive win in road course races. He held off Denny Hamlin in a late restart after Kyle Busch blew a tire with 10 laps remaining. Martin Truex Jr. finished third, followed by seven-time series champion Jimmy Johnson. On the PGA Tour, Jim Herman completed an incredible rally to win the Wyndham Championship and qualify for the FedEx Cup playoffs. Herman shot 7-under par in Sunday's final round to finish the weekend at 21-under and a one-stroke victory over Billy Horschel. Herman is President Trump's regular golf partner when the president plays a round or two at Trump National Bedminster in New Jersey. After the win, Herman said the president's a big fan of his, that he needs to tee it up with the president more often. The 2020 FedEx Cup playoffs are set to begin this weekend at TPC Boston. Herman qualified with yesterday's win, jumping from 192nd to 54th in the FedEx Cup rankings. 623 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942-built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown. Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from Pro Tint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, traffic backed up now. Cottage Hill, northbound 65, beginning around Dolphin Street, as they've got the construction still clearing up from overnight. Accident-free conditions continue across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. You're clear. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring in Robertsdale is the place to go. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring from Mohawk, Shaw, and Stainmaster carpet to hardwoods and laminate. See all they offer at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you here. On this Monday morning, just coming up in just a second, we're going to get a story from Westwood One, an update here on the back and forth about the post office. I want to just, can I take a side here? Can I just take a second?
Please do.
A reaction. I didn't stay glued to television. Okay, didn't watch any television. You rode the tractor.
Good for
all
you.
Weekend. I don't know. I don't know, after a long weekend on that thing. I don't know. But so, I started hearing, you know, stories when I get back in my truck here on the station, news updates and all that. Where is the shock coming from? So you'll hear the headlines this morning. And I think about this. If you're on the other side of the fence from me politically, tell me where I'm failing in my logic, okay? So not just people say rah, 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 Sean. If you're somebody who disagrees, analyze it. Tell me where I'm failing in my logic. Big news over the weekend because the Postal Service Union last week endorsed Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Postal Service Union that formed, I think, 71, 72, an offshoot of the AFL-CIO, has never backed a Republican candidate ever. Never backed a
Republican.
Not once. So a union that has never backed a Republican candidate, has always backed the Democrat candidate, made huge news, because you know, it's all the questions about the post office, but huge news because the union backs Joe Biden. Yeah. It's almost like there are certain, okay, NRA, there may be some exception, maybe in the Northeast, because Bernie Sanders is pretty interesting, too. His story, if you go back, his Second Amendment support, the very left Bernie Sanders, maybe to stay elected where he was as senator, or maybe because it's his core belief, he was a very strong Second Amendment proponent for being a Democrat. So maybe the NRA backed him at some point. I don't know. Other than that, I don't know if ever, it would be like saying the NRA has endorsed Donald Trump, the president, in this. Yes, the Postal Union endorsed the Democrat, and the sun rises in the east.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Disbukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
Residents of a suburb near Austin, Texas, are being told to stay indoors as police surround a home where three officers had been shot hours earlier. Police in Cedar Park say a man remains barricaded inside the home with three family members. An alternative for people leery about the nasal swab test for coronavirus, correspondent John Lawrence has more on the inexpensive measurement.
The FDA grants emergency authorization to a saliva test for COVID-19, which researchers say may be available within a few weeks. Dr. Abdul El Sayed, a public health expert, says there are benefits to this non-nasal swab method.
It doesn't need the same reagents and swabs that have been the rate-limiting step to being able to create testing at scale in this country. It really could be a game changer if we can deploy it.
Officials say results can be determined in under 3 hours and is expected to cost about $10 per sample. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Google today warned that the Australian government's plans to make digital giants pay for news content threatens users' free services in Australia and could hand users' data to media organizations. The U.S.-based company's warning comes a week before public consultations close on Australian draft laws that would make both Google and Facebook pay for news siphoned from commercial media companies. Both Google and Facebook have condemned the proposed legislation, which was released last month and aims to succeed where other countries have failed in making them compensate media businesses for news content. Container freight rates, which have climbed to multi-year highs, will likely remain elevated until next month. Investment bank Jefferies says average container rates are up 43% from lows in April, driven by rising demand on the Trans-Pacific route. This trend could continue for a few more weeks. The bank says container prices could weaken from September when the peak shipping season ends and overcapacity begins to weigh. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Brought to you by Silver Creek Range. Online, silvercreekrange.com. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill. All right, Dr. Bill. Sorry, we have to press the right buttons here. It's always we have to de-weekend the studio. All right, Dr. Bill. Good morning, and we're getting started on a Monday here. You and I were just talking during the news break that. I mean, it was hot over the weekend, but you said a little less humid yesterday. I didn't notice it. How much less humid?
Not by much, but we did have a weak weather front that moved to the coast, and it's actually stationary now right along the Gulf Coast. But, yeah, the humidity was a little bit lower, so instead of having a heat index of 105, we had only a heat index of 98.
Oh, okay.
Feel a lot better.
Of course, I could detect that out there.
Oh, yeah. 90 degrees was the high on Saturday, then 93 yesterday. We did pick up almost an inch of rain on Saturday, 0.86 out at the airport. But still now, we're at the halfway point, a little more than the halfway point in the month. We only have 1.75 inches of rain out at the airport. But we're going to pick up some more as we go through the week. Weather front that moved in and has stalled along the coast, it's going to get some support from the upper atmosphere over the next several days, particularly when we get into Wednesday and Thursday. And that's going to increase the rainfall activity here along the coast. But today, look for mostly sunny skies. A few afternoon thunderstorms are likely to develop with a high today about 92. Tonight, you may see some isolated evening showers and thunderstorms around, and the low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we should have mostly sunny skies. Again, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and it looks like we'll get up around 94 degrees for tomorrow. Now, for the rest of the week, on Wednesday, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. And then scattered and numerous showers and thunderstorms for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And temperatures will be in the upper 80s to around 90, so it's going to keep the temperature down. But, of course, the humidity will be high with the numerous showers and thunderstorms for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And the high temperature will be near 90 degrees. So the rain will come back. The nice dry spell we had, at least the low humidity yesterday, will be gone, and we'll get back to normal for the rest of the week.
All right, and part of normal is a discussion this time of year of the tropics. What are you watching out there?
Well, it is becoming interesting. Right now it's quiet over the Gulf. It's quiet over the Caribbean. But we have two disturbances that have potential for developing into named storms over the next few days. One of them is actually approaching the Windward Islands, which are closer to the South American continent. That one is projected now to go into the Caribbean, and the conditions will not be favorable for any kind of intensification until it gets into the Western Caribbean late in the week. The other one now is off the African coast, and it is actually better organized right now than the first one that I mentioned. It's projected to head toward the Leeward Islands, which is the northern group of islands, and which would take it over, say, Puerto Rico, and that would be late in the week or the weekend. That one will most likely intensify when it gets closer or crosses the Leeward Islands. So we could have two named storms roaming around in the islands of the Caribbean here as we get into the weekend.
Wow. Okay. And you said intensification. Do you have any projection on how strong you're talking about?
No, it's a little early for that, but it will likely be a tropical storm or greater as it gets to the Western Caribbean for the first one, and the second one when it gets past the Leeward Islands and perhaps heads on up toward the Bahamas. And so it's early yet, and we'll be watching this for several days.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 6:39, we'll check traffic next.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, everyone, from the Hooters Traffic Center. They've been able to clear the construction northbound 65 now, so no delays in Mobile and accident-free conditions continue. It's a good ride across the Bayway into Causeway. That ride from Fairhope and Daphne along 98 and through Spanish Fort to Malbus and Loxley looks great. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, any special occasion, or buy a new or used cart, too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, I don't know. So Grant had said on the text line earlier, Dalton, I got to still say, Grant, I think Dalton's got it worse. If y'all didn't catch the beginning of the show, so Dalton rode yesterday and last night with no AC.
Yeah, it got bad. I mean, the AC was running. It just wasn't working.
He's got the the wife, the baby. Ooh, man. Been there before, and but then Grant says he doesn't, his well's out, so he doesn't have
Oh, boy.
But you can, it still doesn't make it easy, but you can haul water. You just can't haul air conditioning.
I guess
y'all could have stayed in the car all night.
Yeah, we ended up just turning all the fans on. That's what we went with. But I tell you, it's much easier to deal with things as a single male or single female. When you're dealing with a pregnant wife and an 18-month-old, things get a little. Things are a little bit different in that case.
Challenge.
Yeah, a little bit.
Challenge. But we're also all, you know, we've gotten so addicted to air conditioning. Yeah, think about our forefathers without it. And my grandmother, God rest her soul, who would sit out when it was hot and have a hot coffee.
Oh, my goodness.
She would have coffee. My grandmother would have coffee with everything. Or always have coffee. And it would be, I'd be sweating like Ned Beatty in Deliverance, and Grandma would be there having a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you do it, Grandma?
They weren't doing the cold brew back then either.
No, it was
not
hot.
Iced coffee.
It was hot. So, you know, they were a lot tougher, that's for sure. All right, so we get in this Postal Service story for a second here. So Democrats believe the actions of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy are to make mail-in voting seem unreliable, an argument the president keeps making. Sorting machines have been dismantled in some cities. We talked about it last week. Those sorting machines weren't even the size to handle ballots.
Right.
Okay, so let's just put some facts in there with it. They continue on the story, mailboxes being uprooted and carted away in some places, Dalton?
Yep.
Why are they taking the mailboxes
away? Well, there's
a
story from Portland, which I don't know if you've heard. There's a lot of stuff going on in Portland right now. But there's so many of these pictures popping up on social media that shows mailboxes being towed away or put in these, I guess, scrap post office yards. But this story from Portland says, yeah, the reason they're taking these mailboxes away is to put new mailboxes in. These are old ones that they're taking away.
All right, so just pointing out, the sorting machines aren't the size that carry the ballots, and the mailboxes removed are being replaced.
Okay. Right, at least in Portland.
All right, so we continue with the story. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more. No, I'm sorry, this is Linda Kenyon's cut. Bob's later.
Changes at the U.S. Postal Service began when Louis DeJoy became Postmaster General in June. DeJoy, a top mega donor to the Trump campaign, started cutting back overtime, eliminating mail sorting machines, and removing letter collection boxes. These changes have coincided with President Trump's frequent criticism of mail-in voting, saying it invites fraud. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows defended that position on CNN's State of the Union.
There's no evidence that there's not either. That's the definition of fraud.
Meadows also says mail sorting machines will be left alone.
There's no sorting machines that are going offline between now and the election. That's something that my Democrat friends are trying to do to stoke fear out there.
Reports indicate many sorting machines have already been taken offline. All of these actions, say Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders, are doing the president's bidding.
I guess that he thinks that a suppressed vote, a lower voter turnout, will work for him and that it will help him win the election.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he adds there is no evidence mail-in balloting is rife with fraud. But there is fraud, he says, that's coming from the president himself.
This is a deliberate effort to defund and destroy the U.S. Postal Service so that people cannot engage in mail-in ballots. That's not Bernie Sanders talking. That's what Donald Trump is telling the American people, and it is an outrage.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this outrage cannot be allowed to continue. In a letter released Sunday night to Democratic colleagues, Speaker Pelosi said members will return to session later this week to vote on a bill that prohibits the Postal Service from implementing any changes to the operations or level of service that it had in place on January 1st, 2020. The bill is called the Delivering for America Act. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says if the House is coming back to vote on it, the Senate must do the same.
I will demand that Leader McConnell bring back the Senate to vote on it as well. We cannot have McConnell ignore this problem, stay at home, say we don't have a problem as he's done in the past.
Funding for the Postal Service is contained in the coronavirus stimulus bill that the House passed 3 months ago. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did not bring that bill to the Senate floor. The Delivering for America Act would remove the issue from the larger coronavirus stimulus bill, making it a standalone bill, and in doing so, it might gain more traction, since negotiations on any stimulus measures remain at an impasse. In her letter to colleagues, Speaker Pelosi said in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, people should have the option to vote by mail if they want to, adding in her words, Americans should not have to choose between their health and their vote. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
646 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Talk more about this mail-in voting, and also when we come back, we'll refer to you a podcast that's up on our website and through iTunes and Stitcher. If you want an in-depth dive into the possible pitfalls of mail-in voting, an interview a dean at the University of South Alabama we've interviewed a couple times. We'll talk more about that. Also coming up this morning, turning up your voice on the text line and the phone line at 343-0106. Headlines from WKRG, they're next.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Bay Minette man was arrested after a domestic violence situation. Tashawn Mallory became aggressive when police arrived at his home. He refused to come out of the house until news cameras arrived to witness the standoff. He told reporters on the phone during the standoff he'd had run-ins with police before. The situation ended peacefully. Mallory is charged with domestic violence and terroristic threats. A late-night shooting in Mobile left one man in critical condition. That shooting happened on Clubhouse Road Saturday night. Mobile Fire Rescue say the victim was taken to the hospital. The neighbor on scene who made the 911 call says the victim was searching for help on the street. When he found him, the 26-year-old man is in critical condition. Another big event along the Gulf Coast has been canceled due to COVID-19. The announcement was made yesterday that the Baldwin County Fair is postponed until further notice. It was set for mid-September and would have been the 70th edition of the Gulf Coast tradition. The fair manager says the group just wants to ensure safety for families. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you and still protect all your stuff.
Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The worldwide leader in sports is coming down to South Alabama. On Friday, it was announced that the Week 2 high school football game between St. Paul's and Spanish Fort will air on one of ESPN's affiliate channels. The Toros are set to host the Saints on Friday, August 28th. And it will be on ESPN, the specific ESPN channel.
Saints.
And the kickoff time have yet to be announced. Are you a fan of St. Paul's? Did you go there or something?
Go Saints.
Okay. Well,
I played for that. I played for that team, so I get to
yeah,
do stuff
you were
like
on. Holler. I remember you were on ESPN constantly back when you were playing high school football.
My parents didn't even come watch us. Let's, you know, be careful there. It wasn't that popular.
Last season, St. Paul's beat Spanish Fort 35-30, and yeah, it's here. A number of games kick off the 2020 Alabama high school season this Thursday, including Spanish Fort at Fairhope and Williamson at LaFleur. And most of the other teams will take the field on Friday. So we've made it to the Alabama high school football season for now. In college football, SEC teams are finally taking the field today for the official start of 2020 preseason camp. The 10-game conference-only season is set to begin on Saturday, September 26th. And while the conference announced the finalized list of opponents for each team last week, the dates for each team's games is set to be announced later today. Coming up at 2 p.m. on the Paul Feinbaum Show, right here on FM Talk 106.5, week one of the schedule will be released. And then tonight at 6, the SEC Network will announce the remainder of each team's schedule. Conference championship game scheduled to be played December 19th in Atlanta, 2 weeks later than the original date of December 5th. The schedule will include one mid-season open date for each school and a bye week on December 12th for all the Southeastern Conference schools. In NFL news, teams will begin padded practices this week as they prepare for their 2020 season. The defending champion Kansas City Chiefs are set to open the season at home against the Houston Texans on Thursday, September 10th. But there was some unbelievable news out of Washington on Saturday. Washington quarterback Alex Smith was activated off the physically unable to perform list and cleared for football activity less than 2 years after breaking his right tibia and fibula.
Unbelievable.
Because of an infection, the 36-year-old quarterback required 17 surgeries, Sean.
Jeez.
And at one point, doctors were not only worried about the possibility of amputating his leg, but they also feared for his life because of those infections.
And then 2 years later, he's playing football.
He's back out there on the field and ready for contact, believe it or not. Washington head coach Ron Rivera has said several times that if Smith were to be activated, which he was, he'd be included in the quarterback competition for Washington. In 13 years, Smith has started 161 games. He's thrown 193 touchdowns. He was the number one overall pick back in 2005. Spent 7 seasons with San Francisco before he was traded to Kansas City and then signed that contract with Washington. So if he takes the field, even if he's on the roster, that's your automatic 2020 NFL Comeback Player of the Year.
Oh, and it's almost like hearing that story, it's like I felt about Tua, who's much his junior in age. You get dislocation, and then it's like 3 months later, they're like, he's doing some light run-throughs. And I'm like, he dislocated.
The pain threshold for these guys and the recovery and their bodies, unbelievable.
And modern science and medicine.
There's that, too. That plays a huge role. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won the Cup Series road course race at Daytona International Speedway yesterday. It's Elliott's third consecutive win in road course races. And on the PGA Tour, Jim Herman completed an incredible rally to win the Wyndham Championship and qualify for the FedEx Cup playoffs. Herman shot a 7-under par round yesterday in the final round to finish the weekend at 21-under. Pulled off a one-stroke victory over Billy Horschel. Now, Herman is President Trump's regular golf partner when the president plays a round or two at Trump National Bedminster in New Jersey. After the win, Herman said the president's a big fan of his, that he needs to tee it up with the president more often. The 2020 FedEx Cup playoffs are set to begin this weekend at TPC Boston. Herman qualified with yesterday's win, jumping from 192nd to 54th in the FedEx Cup rankings. 6:54, that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's been a good start again as you travel in from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across to Bayway, Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt, and 65 clear. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, 90, Halls Mill, Range Line Road, still no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can buy your next car all online. Pick out the car, click the button, get started, and personalize your payments to get pre-approved. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:56, FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of traffic, too, this is a story we've been talking about a few weeks now, if not a month or so, and that is the rocks on 65, where they're doing some resurfacing work and all that. So 65 southbound this morning, just got a call that it's particularly bad between Spring Hill and where you pass over Cottage Hill, southbound 65 with those rocks. I talked to a buddy of mine during the news break who said, listen, here's the deal. If you're trying to just, number one, we should not have the rocks out there. Agreed. But the middle lane seems to be the worst because the vehicle in the right lane, that's where the rocks are. That vehicle is slinging the rocks. They're not doing anything wrong, but they're driving on the right in the right lane. They're slinging the rocks. It's hitting the people in the middle lane. Probably the best thing to do to stay away from the best chance to stay away from the rocks is be in that left lane, be in that passing lane from Spring Hill down to Cottage Hill. But yeah, the person, it seems like the person in the middle has the best chance of catching a rock on their vehicle, the windshield, somewhere there. So be aware. We'll dig more. I thought they were going to get this taken care of.
Yeah. And what stinks is insurance claims with this
they don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, they're not paying for it, according to a lot of people that have filed.
All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5 News headlines right now. We'll be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Disbukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney.
This is Harry Steele III. I'm asking the citizens of Bay Minette to vote for me for mayor August 25th. I have a great deal of experience in local government, having served for 15 years in various roles as a city planner, economic developer, and county manager in various places around the state, Gulf Shores, Birmingham, and Gadsden. I'm a Bay Minette native who's been in the private practice of law since 2011. Bay Minette has ignored its greatest asset, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta, for far too long. My platform includes a plan to annex to the river and the creation of a signature public project there. Equally as important are the issues of public safety reform and economic development. I've previously served our community on the North Baldwin Chamber Board of Directors, Baldwin County United Board of Directors, Leadership Baldwin County Steering Committee, the United Way of Baldwin County Board of Directors, and the South Alabama Volunteer Lawyers Program. I would appreciate your vote for me, Harry Steele III, on August 25th. If you'd like to know more about my platform, check out Backstory Podcast.